Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to all of my precious brothers and sisters. I hope that you're doing extremely well in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You can't but be in Christ and be doing well. For Paul says, nay, in all these things, what things? The things that can just pop up in life. He says, nay, in all these things, we are more than what? Conquerors through him that loved us. Yes, this is Radio Shepherd, and I have a word of exhortation for you today. You know, the hymn that we just played, Did You Think to Pray? The end of the song ends like this, or the last part of the song ends like this. So when life seems dark and dreary, so when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget to what? Pray. Prayer is you and I sending our God and SOS. That's what prayer is. And you have a Heavenly Father who loves you. Who loves you. There's no one in the whole entire world who loves you more than your Heavenly Father. And we're exhorted, we're encouraged, we're commanded in the Word to pray. To pray. So today I'm going to talk to you about do as Jesus did, pray without ceasing. On Wednesday, I'm going to talk to you about do as the apostles did, pray without ceasing. And then on Friday, I'm going to talk to you about do as the early church did, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Our text comes to us from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. But we would be remiss not to read verse 16, 18. So let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. So Paul says, rejoice evermore. Rejoice. What should we do? Rejoice evermore. It is the shortest verse in the Greek New Testament. Rejoice evermore. Then Paul goes on to say, pray without ceasing. Then in verse 18, he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Father, we ask you to bless this word. Speak to us through it. If need be, charge us through this word. Rebuke us through this word. Encourage us through this word. Do as you will with us by means of this word. Talk to us. Because prayer is when we talk to you. And when the word is being expounded, you talk to us. So we pray, Lord, that after this exercise, after you speak to us, then we will see the reason, the why we should pray without ceasing. Bless us, Lord. We are your children. We are your blessed children. Speak to us. Speak to us, Lord. We need to hear from you. For faith in God comes by hearing and hearing a word sent by God. Send the word right now, Lord. We're listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, this first epistle, is really a letter to new converts. It's really a letter to a church that was birthed quickly, and then Paul the Apostle and his missionary team had to leave them quickly. So they came to Thessalonica, they did a quick work, and they had to leave quickly. And so it is by way of this letter that the apostle is endeavoring to further continue his discipleship of this newly formed church. And he says to this church, pray without ceasing. And we're reminded that Paul is not saying this simply because he prays without ceasing. It's not something that, it's not an idea that has originated with Paul. It's not one of Paul's novel teachings. All to the contrary. Praying without ceasing was established by Christ. We look at his entire life, and the ministry of Christ was one of prayer. From the very inception of his ministry, from the very beginning of his ministry, what was Christ doing? Praying. Before he started his ministry, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where he fasted and prayed for 40 days and for 40 nights. And from the inception of his ministry, when he launched his ministry, and throughout his entire ministry, Christ was doing what? Praying. We see this constantly in the Gospels. His great success was due to the fact that he was always praying to the Father. He was always praying without letting up. He was always praying without any intermission. He was always praying without ceasing. Well, how can we do that, Radio Shepherd? How can we go about our daily business? How can we go to work? How can we go to school? How can we go about life's daily cares and be on our knees all the time? Well, no one said you had to be on your knees, but the idea of praying without ceasing is that you do not break your spiritual connection with God throughout the entire day. Keep God on the line the entire day. That's what praying without ceasing means. It means to keep God on hold. Talk to him. You know, there are those of us who have call waiting, and we're talking to someone, and then the call waiting notifies us that there's another call coming in, and so we take that call and we keep the person. And that's the way our life is. We're talking to God, and then we've got to do something. We put God on hold. He doesn't get upset. He doesn't get mad. He doesn't get angry. He doesn't get flustered. We go about our business, and then here we are. We're back talking to God again, praying without ceasing. And we saw this in the life of Jesus. Jesus would rise up a great while before day. He would pray, not because Jesus had needs, but because he was praying that God would meet the needs of those that Jesus was going to minister to that day. And Jesus was constantly praying because he was constantly giving. Jesus was constantly praying because he was constantly teaching. Jesus was constantly praying because he was constantly preaching and healing and counseling. Jesus was continually in prayer because he was ministering all the time. We find that when Jesus ordained his apostles, Luke tells us that the night before he spent the night in prayer. We find that when Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration with his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, that he found that his disciples were trying to cast out a demon from a young boy, and they utterly failed. And he said to his disciples, "This one only comes out by constant prayer and fasting." You see, the demands of life and the demands of ministry and the demands of service require that we pray without ceasing. Note what Paul is telling this infant church. Pray without ceasing. Stay connected to God. You're not going to be able to stay connected to me and to Silas and to Timothy. We're missionaries on the road, and we can only stay in contact with you by means of letter or by a personal visit. But there's someone you can stay in contact with all the time, and that is your Heavenly Father. You can stay dialed into God. You can talk to him 24 hours a day. So pray without ceasing. Are you in trouble? Pray without ceasing. You need revelation about the scriptures? Pray without ceasing. Pray for illumination. Pray for understanding. Pray without ceasing. It was a constant theme in the ministry of Christ. We find Jesus when he's ready to launch ministry, he goes into prayer. Throughout all of his ministry, he is praying. When he goes into the temple twice and overturns the table and expels the money changers and gets and moves the cattle out of the courts of God's house, Jesus is telling the people, I must do this. Why? Because my Father's house is to be a house of prayer. There was not a thing that Jesus did. There was not a thing that Jesus did not attempt to do until he first prayed. When Jesus was about to go to the cross, he prayed in Gethsemane. While on the cross, he prayed. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's talking to the Father. Again, constantly throughout his ministry, Jesus is our model example that we ought to pray without ceasing. Do you have daily needs? Do you have bills that are piling up? Pray without ceasing. You want to know what God has called you to do? You want some direction? You want some insight? You want to hear from the Lord as to what he's called you to do? What is your destiny in Christ? Pray without ceasing. You're seeking a new home, a new place of residence, a new locale? Pray without ceasing. Are you about to teach a Bible study? Before you begin to prepare and study, pray. Pray while you're studying. Pray while you're researching. If you get stuck, pray. At the end, when you complete the lesson, pray and give thanks to God. When you're about to teach that lesson, pray again. Do you finish teaching the lesson? Pray. Pray for the people who heard the teaching. You see, our life is one of what? Constant prayer. When you sit at the dinner table, give the Lord thanks for what you're about to partake, the bounty that he's placed on the table. See, in all things concerning life, we are to what? Pray. The reason why we get up a great while before day to pray is because we don't know the evil that day holds. So we pray. We get up a great while before day to pray because we want God to connect us to people, to give us encounter with people, the kinds of people who need salvation, so that God will give us an opportunity to share the gospel. You see, the Christian life, as Jesus modeled it, is one of prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is complete dependence upon God. Complete dependence. There are so many independent Christians, so many Christians who go out in their own strength, in their own power, in their own wisdom, in their own knowledge, and they miserably fail. Why? Because they're not seeking God's aid. That's what prayer is. Jesus was God in the flesh, and yet he left us the example that we should always pray to the Father, and that we should not be like the hypocrites. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, taught so much about prayer. After the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught his disciples so much about prayer. Jesus modeled the prayer life of the child of God, the prayer life of the minister of God. Jesus was constantly modeling prayer. What was he modeling? Complete dependence upon God. So I want to encourage encourage you today. I want to exhort you today. I want to challenge you today to do as Jesus did. Pray without ceasing. Now, if the Son of God felt compelled to pray without ceasing, how much more should we pray without ceasing? How much more? How can it be, my brothers and sisters, that we can go about our daily business not relying on the mighty arm of God? Are we that arrogant to think that we can get through the day without God's assistance, without God's protection, without God's guidance, without God's blessing? Oh, no. Listen, we should be on our knees. And if we can't get on our knees because we're at the office or we're at the college and we're getting our lecture, or we can still bow our hearts and say, Lord, how I need you. Lord, I desperately need you. Perhaps you will confess right now that everything is wonderful with your life, that you have no financial needs, that right now there's nothing vexing in your life. Perhaps you are one of the fortunate few that you're not in need of a car, you're not in need of a home, you're not in need of groceries, you're not in need of a healing, you're not in need of a good church, so perhaps you feel that you have no need to pray, but that's not true, because the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, I will that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. And who should we pray for? Well, we should be praying for our president. We should be praying for our senators and our congressmen. We should be praying for our fellow Americans and to our fellow citizens of this world. We should be praying for every country, that every country would experience revival. Perhaps everything's well with you, but we know that everything is not well with the world. So we should move from praying for our own needs to interceding for the needs of others. And the great need in the earth today is that we should pray for the souls of men. That's the great urgent need today. Isn't that what Jesus did? Of course that's what Jesus did. He prayed every day. He prayed every day. Prayed every day for the souls of men, that they might be saved, that they might turn from their wicked ways and would turn to God in pure faith. Don't you have some unsaved loved ones? Don't they need Jesus? There's much to pray for. And this is why if you were to write down everything on a piece of paper, all the things that you can think of and all the things that you can ask the Holy Spirit to tell you that you need to pray, if you were to write down that list, the list would be huge. And that's why, since it's such a huge list, that's why you would find yourself praying without ceasing. Because the needs are great. Whether they're your needs or the needs of your family members, or the needs of your neighbors, or the needs of your nation, or the needs of your government, or the need of your fellow man throughout the entire earth. The needs are so many. But what about the needs of the church? What if you're part of a church? What if you're a member of a church that is seeking a pastor? How can you dare put together a pulpit committee without seeking God? It's God's choice anyway. Only in our arrogance do we dare to think that we can select a pastor without consulting God. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's just so many needs. And that's what should have us praying without ceasing. Once again, I argue the point based on the life of our Lord. In fact, when Jesus died on the cross and he said, "It is finished." Yes, the work of redemption was finished. Then afterwards, Jesus ascended into heaven. And what is he doing? What is Jesus doing right now? He ever liveth to do what? To make intercession for us. Even right now, the Lord Jesus himself is still praying without ceasing. We ought to do as Jesus did and is still doing. To do as Jesus did and he's still doing right now as we speak. I hope and pray that you would be back tomorrow for our most important service in this church. The most important service at Love Remnant Tabernacle Radio Church is the Tuesday night prayer meeting. I hope and pray you'll be back tomorrow, because we ought to be doing as Jesus did. And what does Jesus do? He prayed without ceasing. Father, I thank you for this word. I ask you to bless my brothers and sisters and encourage them to stay connected. Oh, we're so connected on Facebook, and we're so connected on Twitter, and we're so connected by email, and we're so connected by our special smartphones. We're so connected to everything and everybody, and yet we neglect to stay connected to the Most High God. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Forgive us of our sins. Lead us into a life of victory, which is a life of prayer and the life in Christ. Bless us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. I want to leave you with this hymn, An Evening Prayer. An Evening Prayer. And then I hope and pray you'll be back tomorrow for the Tuesday night prayer meeting. This is the Radio Shepherd tuning off. Until we meet again tomorrow, may the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus. Amen.
If I have uttered idle words.